WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There's a pair of personnel announcements from A&M. A top administrator is leaving the A&M system. Frank Ashley will join the College Board, which is the parent company of the Advanced Placement Student Program and the SAT and PSAT tests, among other education products. Ashley was the system's Vice Chancellor of Recruitment and Diversity, and before that, Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs. He also held administrative posts at the flagship school and the system's campus northeast of Dallas in Commerce. The announcement was made by the College Board. The A&M system has not released what will become of the Vice Chancellor's post after Ashley leaves May 1st. Also, it's been 2 years since the dean of the Bush School at A&M took a leave of absence. Ryan Crocker will resume those duties August 1st, according to university officials. Crocker initially left to become U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. He ended his second tour of duty in Kabul last May because of health issues. Since then, Crocker has been teaching at Yale. Continuing as acting dean through the end of July is Andrew Card. He and his wife Kathleen were praised by A&M Provost Karen Watson for their contribution to the university. Opposing parties to a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport are meeting behind closed doors.
Closed-door mediation began yesterday and continues today. The mediation follows a public hearing yesterday morning, which lasted less than 20 minutes because there was no public testimony. All those in attendance who were against the landfill and eligible to speak were represented by a lawyer involved in the mediation process.
Are there others who are seeking or who want to discuss seeking party status that are not part of the citizen? Group.
That's Administrative Judge Ann Perez of Austin, who waited the better part of 10 seconds with no response from the standing room only crowd. Opponents had asked the city of College Station, whose extraterritorial jurisdiction includes the proposed landfill, to become an interested party. That was not done, according to Mayor Nancy Berry, appearing on WTAW's The Infomaniacs after consulting with their lawyers.
We certainly have a lot of sympathy for those people in the Brushy community, but we are not going to take an official position and join as an interested party because we're not, legally.
Mediation is the latest step in a process that began in February, is expected to last until January. Another public hearing before the judge will take place as early as the second half of August. The mediation will also involve attorneys representing the applicant and the Texas Department of Environmental Quality. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's proposed state legislation intended to train people to recognize developing mental illness. Senator Charles Schwertner, who is a physician and surgeon, says the voluntary program is called Mental Health First Aid.
First responders are interested citizens to learn more about mental illness and the risk factors associated with individuals in crisis.
Schwertner says teachers are among those who can benefit from the training.
They're dealing one-on-one with individual students and see them potentially more than their parent during the week. And if they were to see something, I think it's important that they get in contact with potentially the counselor or just talk to that child, and maybe it stops there. Potentially, obviously, they need to get in touch with parents if something were to become more escalating.
Schwertner says the Senate Finance Committee has beefed up funding for mental health, and with this program, local agencies would conduct the training. You have an opportunity to follow a Bryan policeman on his beat in a virtual way this evening. Officer Kelly McKeithen will be sending tweets during her ride-along starting this afternoon.
Well, have you ever wondered what an officer does in his 12-hour shift? So what we're doing is I'm going to be riding along with Officer Reyes Thursday, and I'm going to be using our official Twitter page, which is @BryanPolice. And I will be tweeting out everything that we do.
And you can trade tweets, again, using the handle @BryanPolice and the hashtag BPDVRA. McKeithen expects to send out 50 to 150 tweets. And the Federal Emergency Management Agency has announced it's sending more than $31 million to help pay some of the cost of fighting Texas wildfires in 2011. Agencies involved in wildfires that took place in Grimes, Waller, Montgomery, and Bastrop counties will receive a portion of the federal money, which will be distributed by state officials. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 48 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hey, it's Kevin, and I have decided to live amongst the Welborigines. And I've found a new place to hang out, too. It's called Outlaw Jack's. Met with the owners a couple days ago, and they have a great idea in a great location. It's on the old Unix barbecue place. They're going to have a great variety of food. You can get some like classic Cajun dishes, crawfish tails, popcorn shrimp, blackened seafood, with combos starting at like $6, which is going to get you catfish, three jumbo shrimp, French bread, and a side. Not too bad. Something a little more hearty, red beans and rice, fried andouille sausage, or boudin balls with French bread also. They've even got po' boys and fish tacos. And if you don't feel like getting in the kitchen, they've got family seafood packs available too. Anywhere from 25 to 75 pieces. So if you don't feel like driving all the way into town, kidding aside, it's real easy to find just off Welborn Road inside the city limits. It's Outlaw Jack's, and they're opening April the 8th. Look forward to seeing you out there.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. Or call us at 979-694-6900.
713, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
The weather across the area will slowly dry out and warm up as we get closer to the weekend. Clouds in 55 for today. Some sun may develop before the day is over. Clear tonight, down to 45. Sunshine tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be around 55. It'll be partly sunny Saturday, and the high Saturday afternoon are probably going to be up around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball standout Kelsey Bone announces her intentions. We'll get you caught up with that. Also, Auburn Tigers are in trouble, and The Stars are playing as well as the Astros. We'll leave it at that. All coming up with sports, and we'll do that for you at 7:50.
I don't know who the head of the athletic booster club is at Auburn or what they call it, but wow, going to be tough over there.
Yeah.
Because as we said, okay, you get caught cheating after a good season, that's fine. You get caught cheating after a season that was pretty horrible last year. I mean, and if you just read the story, I mean, nine players got their grades changed. Story of a kid named Mike McNeil who said that one of the receivers was offered a big financial windfall to stay at Auburn for his senior year. And the guy said no because he wanted to enter the draft. And then he went unselected, but he said he was still happy he left the program. He said, quote, "I don't want to sugarcoat it. It was like, we'll do this and that for you. But I would rather do things the right way. I am happy I didn't take that stuff. That's what I would tell kids." So they were offering a guy money to stay. Ah! Allegedly.
Yes, it's all alleged.
This may never have happened. It might not have happened. And they're thinking, you know, we're still the second best team in Alabama.
By a bunch.
Man. Ah, tough.
The mascot's cute at least.
What is the mascot
it's
of Auburn?
A little tiger.
No, actually, the mascot, they have three mascots.
They have the war eagle.
That's right. And then they call themselves is the Auburn Tigers, and then there's something else.
The Tigers one I was talking about.
Because cute tigers are cute, right?
He is cute.
Is
there
he?
Was an advertisement that was lions, tigers, and bears, and they had the Baylor Bear and the Auburn Tiger,
they
had a lion.
Now we know why it's cute.
It just was cute. It had a cute little face. But I like cats. You know me.
And that's what they want you to think of when you think of Auburn as cute. That's for sure. All right.
Actually, I'm thinking of, a messed up athletic program.
Well, that's also true. If you've ever wondered how some banks can offer all those freebies, like, free accounts
checking and stuff like that.
Oh, I thought you meant lollipops and pens.
Well, them too, because they do have free pens and they have free candy. Boy, especially now. I was in a bank the other day, and I mean, they just got Of course, I guess it's Easter, and they just had all sorts of stuff in there.
And the pen's on a chain now.
So. Well, no. These people had a cup of pens, so that's okay. But see, now I'm thinking, well, I need to go in as it gets closer to Easter, because then it's much like when they bring food here to the break room.
Oh.
You get down to the discard candy at the end, you know?
No Cadbury eggs.
The next thing I'm in, yeah, they don't have any of those. The next thing I'm in, I think I'll ask one of the people behind the counter, what's the first candy to go? Because, I mean, those are the...
Are you going to take them all just to be
no,
mean?
No. I just want to know. That's just... I think that's... I mean, it's anecdotal. It's not scientific. But just find out. What's the first candy that leaves the, you know, the bucket or whatever? You know, is it the mini Reese's Pieces or the mini Three Musketeers? And what's the last stuff,
ooh,
which is usually the Brock's Hard Candy, because, you know, nobody likes that
I
stuff.
I like those.
All right, we'll see how
And
that
they don't
works.
Flavor everything else. Like, the peanut butter stuff makes everything else taste like peanut butter.
And
have
that's
you
bad,
noticed?
And that's bad water.
Well, yeah, how is that bad? Yeah.
Well, because if you got mint stuff in there, too, the mint stuff makes everything else taste like mint stuff.
Oh, okay.
So you get the peanut butter mint Halloween concoction.
But what
just
doesn't
like
go with peanut butter?
Mint.
Salsa. All right. But anyway, the reason they could do all this, here it is, overdraft fees. Last year, consumers paid a whopping $32 billion in overdraft fees. That's up $400 million since 2011. $32 billion in overdraft fees.
So if we crunched our numbers, then we...
Would help.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not... And you shouldn't write checks when you don't have money in the bank. We know that. And you
well,
pay for
thanks
it.
For that.
Yeah, and you pay for it. But I got to tell you, you know, you go in and you talk to your banker, if they're not part of one of these big old chain banks, they're going to tell you it costs money to do business with the federal government. It really does. I was talking to a guy in the banking business, and they have to pay for stuff we don't even think about. I mean, you know, as far as insurance is concerned, I mean, they have some operating expenses that are pretty significant. But nonetheless, quit writing checks if you don't have money in the bank. we probably should have done this in the political segment, but this is a little bothersome. The story.
What now?
Yeah. Well, and
as if nothing we talked about was not
really
bothersome.
That's true. A Salt Lake City woman said that she was called by U.S. Capitol Police after calling the local office of Senator Orrin Hatch to ask whether or not the senator would be in town. Elsie Lazar said that she called the Salt Lake City office of Hatch to ask if he'd be in town during the spring break and whether there'd be any town hall meetings that would be scheduled, because she and her friends wanted to go voice opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline. The receptionist told her that the senator would be too busy to meet with her while in town. The woman said she received a phone call the following day from the U.S. Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. She was told that Orrin Hatch's office had filed a complaint against her.
What?
That she might be a suspicious person.
Really?
The receptionist was concerned because Ms. Lazar wanted some clarity on, did not offer clarity on the purpose of her call, and was pushing to find out about, quote, the comings and goings of the senator, end quote. You call to find out if you could meet with your senator, and the Capitol Police call you the next day?
That's disturbing.
That's what I'm telling you. That's a little bit bothersome right there.
If it's true, I mean, I can see both sides. If she really was unwilling to say, I mean, I even am uncomfortable when people call and ask for Bill and they won't tell me, you know, oh, well, I'll say, well, can I take a message? And they're unwilling to say who they are or any stuff like that. That always sounds kind of shady.
But this person is a publicly elected official. And again, I didn't hear the conversation, so I don't know. I'm not exactly sure whose version we're getting here, but I do find it interesting that the Capitol Police felt like they needed to contact her.
That is interesting.
So, you know, we'll find out. Nearly half of adults in a 60 Minutes Vanity Fair poll wished they had taken more effort in college. 40% wished that they had done more networking. 45% of parents said if their child was offered a dream job while in college, they would advise them to finish school first. But 60% wish that they'd made more of an effort while they were in college.
Effort would be
Going to class,
See,
maybe.
I just wish I had more success. I tried as hard as I could, and one of my life's great regrets is that I wasn't summa cum laude.
Oh, okay.
I've regretted it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Mine was missing those 8 o'clock classes.
Yeah, but, you know, sir. Yeah.
Sorry, I appreciate that, Kat, but the rest of us who are in the real world.
You wanted summa cum laude. I just was hoping for like 40 or 50% of those 8 o'clock classes.
Yeah. Oh. How about get out of here? Yeah, it would be enough. Yeah, yeah. All right, 7:21. It's time to give away food once again. 695-1620, but it's a trivia question this morning. Name the Ninja Turtles. 695-1620. Name the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The character name.
Yeah,
right?
The character names, not the actors. We don't care what the actors are. 695-1620. There's 4 of them. Of course, if you didn't know that, then that probably means that you weren't going to answer the question anyway. But 695-1620.
I can tell you their psychological.
One of my kids watched them, and I didn't know their names for a year, probably.
Really? They sing them in every start.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Says the girl that wanted to be pseudo cum laude.
All right. Because I'm going to sit crisscross applesauce and watch them, right? Hi, what's the answer?
Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, and Michelangelo.
See, I hate you.
Yes, but what do they do?
All right, now, I'm going to have to ask, how old are you?
40.
Okay.
He's just hip.
He is hip. He's a little bit outside the demo there. You're a little bit older now.
Maybe not.
I remember them from when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, and they were black and white comic books before they were.
Oh, were there?
Yes.
I
don't remember the comic books, but I remember the animated TV show.
Yeah,
Leonardo leads. Donatello does machines. Raphael is Raphael's cool but rude. I can think of some people like that. I'm just kidding.
And?
Michelangelo is a party dude.
All right, who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason who?
Johnson.
Jason, I got $15 worth of Ninfas for you. Come by in here and pick it up, okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye. Yeah.
I still find it funny that she wanted to graduate.
Yeah, I know.
Pseudo cum laude.
I did.
And she can do the Ninja Turtles song.
Oh.
All right, now get this. This is kind of interesting. A family claims that their complaints about the in-flight movie led their flight to being diverted. And they're being questioned by authorities at the airport.
Are you serious?
For the movie?
The parents say they were flying from Denver to Baltimore on United in February when they noticed the movie being shown on the public screens was Alex Cross. And if you're familiar with him, the character, the parents felt the flick might be inappropriate for their 4- and 8-year-old son, so they asked the crew if there was any way that the drop-down monitors, because, you know, they have those like every few aisles, in front of them could be turned off, or if another film could be put on in its place. Even though passengers around the family agreed that the film would not be suitable for children, flight attendants told them they had no authority to flip up the monitor in front of them, even though it was possible to do so.
What? How is
that? They have no authority?
Like mindless zombies?
Could be. According to the parents, they ask if the captain had the authority to resolve the issue. They also asked for the captain's name, but they were told that they would have to ask the captain directly when they got off the plane. An hour later, the captain made an announcement that the flight was being diverted for security concerns to Chicago.
Are you serious?
The family said they had no idea that they were the security concerns until they landed. The police boarded the plane and escorted them off the jet. Interrogation by security lasted only 5 minutes, according to the family, but they were stuck waiting for hours until they were able to get on the next available flight to Baltimore.
Oh, my gosh.
The parents say they have attempted to contact both United Customer Service and the CEO's office and have heard nothing back in response. I don't know what to say about that.
Airlines aren't already dumbly done enough.
Yeah,
I'm owning part of an airline after that.
Oh, yeah, I think
I'm going after somebody with both barrels.
I got a permanent upgrade, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You ate out of the cereal bowl. You partied at the Super Bowl. You won the Cotton Bowl. Now, enjoy the Lunch Bowl. Every Friday, your office can come out to Grand Station to bowl and eat during your lunch break. Package includes 2 hours of bowling, free shoe rental, pizza, pitcher of soda, and game cards. There are 2 different packages to choose from. Check out the website for details. GrandStationENT.com. Special good through reservations only. Grand Station Entertainment, your one-stop fun spot.
Good morning, 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Decreasing clouds today, but the winds are still going to be up. It's going to be 61, but not going to feel like it because we'll have gusts out of the northwest up to 20 miles an hour. 45 for a low temperature tonight. Then on Friday, looking for sunny skies and 72. Saturday and Sunday, about 77 and back up to 80 where we want to be on Monday. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 12, 86% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 49.
My husband's always been a hard worker, but now that he got a John Deere 5 Series tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, he's a workaholic. In fact, he thinks he's some kind of superhero, as if he can lift anything or shred at the speed of light. Of course, he owes it all to Sioux Falls Prater. They give him 0% financing for 72 months, so he can save the world one day at a time. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Earlier this month, a comment from a communist butcher was proudly displayed at the U.S. Education Department's Kid Zone, a website targeting school children. Here's the quote from Chairman Mao. Our attitude towards ourselves should be to be satiable in learning and towards others to be tireless in teaching. There was a backlash. As forgiving as Americans are, Mao is still not popular except among the radical left. So the Education Department replaced the Mao quotation with a Lincoln quote. And then a decision was made to kill the whole quote of the day page. Perhaps the regime found the Lincoln quote as objectionable as ordinary Americans found the quote from Mao. But now the Shycoms have hurt feelings. The Global Times, a communist newspaper, published a harsh editorial criticizing Americans who can't even tolerate a quote from Mao. They said the controversy shows how narrow-minded our political system is. They predicted sooner or later that we'll overcome our anti-Mao narrow-mindedness and accept him for the great world figure that he is. And by the way, the death toll for Mao's communist purges estimated between 40 and 65 million people. But Chairman Mao is not only accepted, he is beloved inside the Obama regime. He'd been quoted often by Obama hires. If they could, they'd hang a portrait of the guy right next to the president's picture. On the other hand, Obama's got a few more years, so that could still happen, theoretically.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Doctors Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. For the first time, the Bryan Police Department will be sending out tweets during a patrolman's 12-hour shift this afternoon and evening.
You know, whether we're going to an accident scene, whether we're at a crime scene, you know, if we have to respond to a disturbance, you know, all that stuff, I will be tweeting out live.
Officer Kelly McKeithen will be joining the patrolman on his rounds from 3 until midnight.
They can ask questions. I'll be able, you know, try to answer those as time allows.
McKeithen's Twitter handle is @BryanPolice, and she'll be using the hashtag BPDVRA. Those involved in battling wildfires the year before last in Grimes, Montgomery, Bastrop, and Waller counties are another step closer to getting part of their expenses paid. State officials will be distributing more than $31 million in federal money. FEMA announced the funding will go to agencies in 17 counties. And there was a crowd but no speakers at the latest public hearing over a proposed private landfill west of Easterwood Airport.
Opponents to the landfill, who made up at least half the crowd at yesterday's hearing, did not speak because they're being represented by a lawyer. Then Administrative Judge Ann Perez of Austin had no reply to her request if anyone else wanted to be considered.
Well, that's simple. Okay, then.
Before the hearing, College Station Mayor Nancy Berry said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, the city would not be a party, as requested repeatedly by landfill opponents.
The way we could join in there is as an interested party, and that is a legal term. We met with our city attorney and went over all the criteria for what constitutes a interested party, and none of them apply.
After the hearing, which finished in less than 20 minutes, closed-door mediation began involving lawyers for the applicant, the opponents group, and the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Mediation is expected to resume today. The process to decide if a landfill permit will be granted is scheduled to continue until next January. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The dean of the Bush School at A&M is returning to Aggieland. University officials say Ryan Crocker resumes duties August 1st. Crocker left 2 years ago to serve as U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. He left that post last May, citing health reasons. Crocker has been teaching at Yale, according to that school's website. The acting dean of the Bush School, Andrew Card, will continue in that position through July. After that, Provost Karen Watson says she looks forward to keeping Card and his wife, Kathleen, fully engaged at A&M. And while Crocker is returning, a longtime vice chancellor at the system and administrator at the flagship school is entering the private sector. Frank Ashley starts May 1st at the College Board as senior vice president of membership and higher education engagement. The College Board is the parent company of education products that include the SAT and PSAT tests. Ashley was most recently the system's vice chancellor of recruitment and diversity. Before that, he led the system's academic affairs programs. The system has not announced who will succeed Ashley. And finally, the Texas Senate Finance Committee has increased funding for mental health programs. Senator Charles Schwertner has proposed local agencies start programs for those interested in learning to recognize the early signs of mental illness.
That allows individuals that voluntarily sign up to take the course to learn about mental health illness, to recognize risk factors, and to allow them to have some tools to get them the help they need.
Schwertner, who is a surgeon and physician, says it's a major issue that impacts everyone.
I think the stigma associated with mental illness and the concern about how we handle mental illness going forward needs to be addressed. And this is just an attempt to try to increase the awareness of mental health in our communities.
Schwertner says mental illness affects jails, schools, and emergency rooms, among other things. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 47 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries.
ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by Health Rates for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
This is no April Fool's sale. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center inviting you to our annual tent sale, April 5th and 6th. We'll have factory reps on hand, refreshments, and great deals on all our Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers. This year, cut your mowing time in half with a zero-turn rider from Kairos Trucks. Come take a test drive and take advantage of the great prices and financing available during our tent sale. Come see us Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th at Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
The weather across the area will slowly dry out and warm up as we get closer to the weekend. Clouds and 55 for today. Some sun may develop before the day is over. Clear tonight, down to 45. Sunshine tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be around 55. It'll be partly sunny Saturday, and the high Saturday afternoon are probably going to be up around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
One of my greatest accomplishments has been putting on a Texas A&M jersey for the past 2 years.
We'll find out if she's staying or if she's going with your sportscast. She declared for the NBA draft or not. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes. Also, Stroh's baseball, Dallas Stars hockey, and more with sports.
You know, there are times when we spend time around people who aren't from around here. I mean, not only just not around Texas, but not from the United States. And I think when you talk to those people, if you say Texas, the first thing they think is...
Cowboy hats.
No, F1 racing. Do you remember
that's
when,
not true.
Do you remember when the Texas legislature decided to pump a bunch of money into building this Formula One track in Austin?
Yes, I do.
So that the governor could wear sunglasses and blue jeans on a Sunday and helicopter a bunch of people in who make a whole lot more money than we do so that they can watch races at a track that's going to be used like how many times a year?
They actually use it 4 or 5 times a year.
Okay, 4 or 5.
Yeah,
four or five.
Not just the one.
Yeah, four or five. Well, here's the deal. They voted to use Texas taxpayer dollars to build that track. They also used Texas taxpayer dollars to bring a convention of Kentucky Fried Chicken franchises to Texas.
Oh,
what?
They also used Texas tax dollars for the Super Bowls. Yeah, yeah. This is what the Texas legislature's done over the past few years. You see,
oh my,
in these highly competitive bidding wars with other states, they decided they needed to spend money. Thus, they've got $8 million Jumbotron scoreboards being purchased for basketball arenas in Dallas and Houston because, you know, the NBA All-Star game was there, so they needed to have a super dandy, big old neat Jumbotron, and who better to pay for that
than us?
Sure. Well, now they're looking at that, and they decide they're going to change that law because the fund was never audited, ever.
You're kidding me.
It was never audited, and, well, they think maybe they ought to put a cap on that. Well, amazingly enough, for instance, the executive director of the San Antonio Sports Authority testifying yesterday said that San Antonio spends 40% of their state reimbursements on improving facilities like the Alamo Dome and the city's convention center, and she prefers that Texas not put a cap on that. Well, guess what? Yeah. For instance, the numbers, and the guy who's driving this is Jerry Patterson, Fight and Take Zaggy, and Jerry wants to run for lieutenant governor, and he's pretty much got Susan Combs in his crosshairs over this, because he says she's basically rubber stamping all these reimbursements. He said the economic analysis for the 2011 Super Bowl in Arlington had projected 700,000 visitors for Super Bowl week, 700,000.
And then it sleeted.
Yeah. And the game attendance was 103. As Jerry says, that's a lot of tailgaters. So we'll see what happens, but we may not have that crazy spending anymore for these big old sports events. And
what's the name of the fund?
You know, I don't know what they call this thing.
Like it's the Texas Sports Fund or something?
I'll have to go back and see if I can find out what they do call this. Now the deal is, I want to say that maybe some of these elected officials might end up at these events. I wouldn't want to say that.
No.
That's not nice. But they do. All right, so in honor of the NCAA basketball tournament, Forbes recently...
The basketball thingy?
The National Collegiate Athletic Association Men's and Women's National Basketball Tournament Championship Tournament.
Thingy.
Recently, Forbes magazine hosted its second annual Jargon Madness competition. The tourney-style bracket featured 32 of corporate America's most overused expressions, and readers voted for the worst of the bunch.
Let's run her up the flagpole, see who salutes.
Yep. This year's winner, come to Jesus moment. As in, if Joe doesn't improve his productivity, he and I are going to have a come to Jesus moment. So we'll see. Come to Jesus moment edged out onboarding, which is jargon for training new recruits. Have you heard on?
I've never heard that.
I'm not in the corporate world, so I don't know. But there you go. That's your winner for most annoying, at least for now.
See, what I don't like is how people suddenly started saying, oh, I'll reach out to so-and-so. But they're talking about it in a business way, but that's not what reaching out means.
No, it does too in the world of business. Thanks for reaching out means thanks for answering my call or thanks for answering my email.
That is not what reaching out means. I dislike that almost as much as when people spell through THRU.
But it makes people feel closer when you do that.
Yes, but Kat, they're efforting to do
something. It's the dilution of the English tongue.
Oh, excuse me, like that's never happened before.
They're efforting to do things.
That's right, they're efforting to do things, yeah.
Which is not a word.
No, it's not. So it's kind of interesting. The Canadian government has developed an unusual way to reach out to foreign nations. Like how I did that? The latest important diplomatic meetings involved coffee and pastries. There's a chain in Canada called Tim Hortons. There's almost as many of them as there are McDonald's. He's an old hockey player from up there. Tensions had been seriously mounting between Canada and the United Arab Emirates, leading to a withdrawal of Canadian troops from that country.
Oh, no.
But apparently they got together for a donut and coffee date, and they worked it out, and everything's fine. So maybe we should be doing that. Just do donuts and coffee.
The beer summit didn't work.
No, it didn't. Donuts and coffee is cheaper than beer. I think it could work like that. So a Florida resident, gosh, we haven't had a Florida story in forever. A Florida resident living his life as a merman. A model by day.
He could hook up with the lady from Oregon.
What?
That was going to public pools in mermaid costumes.
I know. I guess that's while I was gone.
No, that was from about whenever I started working here.
Okay, well,
so probably 6 months ago.
I forgot what happened yesterday. A model by day, 22-year-old Eric DeMarchi, spends his spare time wearing a handmade fake fin and swimming in Florida's natural springs as a merman. He'll be featured on TLC's My Crazy Obsession. That's TLC's
Not every
My Crazy.
Crazy Obsession should be condoned.
The program that's been exposing viewers to the oddballs or normal people who have oddball interests. When I put on the tail, I feel transformed, he said. It's like I'm entering another world when I hit the water.
I feel transformed when I miss sleep.
Eric's odd obsessions have been fully accepted by his family and his friends. They introduce him as a merman. Okay. Just want to let you know, there's some people out there who are oxygen thieves, just saying.
No, his mom's proud.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It's your top. We don't do 10, so we'll do 8. Resume lies. If you're working on a resume out there, let's see how many of these you're doing.
Uh-oh.
Number 8, falsifying reasons for leaving your prior employment. Yes. Number 7, faking credentials. That always makes for a good story.
Yes,
though.
It
Every
does.
Time that happens, that's a great story. Number 6, omitting past employment. Number 5, inventing periods of self-employment to cover unemployment. I was working on some ideas. Number 4, exaggerating educational background. Number 3, enhancing job titles and responsibilities. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Inflating your past accomplishments and skills. And number 1, stretching work dates. Stretching work dates.
At one previous job,
yeah,
I set up remotes for radio stations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the remote coordinator.
Oh, yeah.
That
worked.
That's what I did on my resume.
It looked good, didn't it? Yeah, when you did that. Yeah.
Coordinator and technician.
We could do that, yes. You could say that you were an electronic consultant.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Parents, are you paying close attention to the activities that interest your child? It's a good idea to do so. Your encouragement may very well influence the course of their future. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Dr. Henry Cloud paints a helpful picture for how a child's interests can offer clues to their future. He describes a young architect standing in front of blueprints at a construction site. Early in life, the boy had talents just beginning to emerge, like proficiency in art or math, for example. Fortunately, his parents took note of those skills and encouraged them to grow and fully blossom. And the end result? Well, the boy's interest became a passion for architecture, and a beautiful building was designed and brought to life. Then Dr. Cloud offers a contrasting image. It's a similar scenario, but with a very different outcome. In this case, another child has identical talents to the first, but this child's parents were not tuned into his abilities and didn't encourage their growth. Consequently, that child didn't go on to develop his skills. So instead of a beautifully designed structure, there lies a monument to absent parents, an empty field overtaken by weeds. It's important for us to notice our child's interests and encourage them in their abilities, not so they'll select a career, but so they'll be passionate about what they do and positively influence the world around them. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, Or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARPed tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARPed tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Texas A&M junior center Kelsey Bone announced Wednesday that she has decided to forego her senior season at Texas A&M.
One of my greatest accomplishments has been putting on a Texas A&M jersey for the past 2 years. I've grown to love my teammates, the entire athletic staff, along with the fans and the community. I've put my uniform on every game and worked hard for the name that was on the front of my chest. The growth and the maturity that I have acquired has prepared me to be able to enter this next phase in my life. I will be entering the 2013 WNBA draft.
Bone's 2013 season will remain etched in the record books as she scored the fourth most points in a single season in program history, putting up 582, while ranking third in the STC at 16-plus points per game. Additionally, the Dulles High School product pulled down 326 rebounds to rank in the A&M record books in second place. And in the SEC, she was ranking and averaging just over 9 rebounds per contest and led the SEC. Among Bone's highlights were a career-high 33-point outburst, and it was twice in the past year that she had 30 points. The 2013 WNBA draft is scheduled for April the 15th and will be aired in primetime for the first time in league history, with the first round shown on ESPN2 at 7 o'clock. Bone, by the way, is projected to go somewhere between 4 and 8 in the first round. In SEC news, the Auburn football program changed players' grades to secure eligibility, offered money to potential NFL draft picks so they would return for their senior season, and violated NCAA recruiting rules under former coach Gene Chizik. That's according to a report by former New York Times and Sports Illustrated writer Selena Roberts. According to three former Auburn players, as many as 9 players' grades were changed before Auburn's win in the 2011 BCS National Championship game. According to the report, Auburn coaches offered money to players for any number of reasons, including as a means to convince players to bypass the NFL draft. Darvin Adams, a former Auburn wide receiver, told Roberts the coaches offered him cash to keep him at school. Mike McNeil, another former Auburn player, told Roberts the money amounts reached several thousands of dollars. An Auburn athletic department spokesman declined comment, as did Chizik's agent, Russ Campbell. Of all the allegations, they happened under Chizik, who guided Auburn to its first national title since 1957. Chizik was fired after a 3-9 season last year. Only 3 days after suffering a gruesome leg injury, Louisville guard Kevin Ware has been cleared to travel with the team to go to the Final Four.
I'm a very quiet guy, so a lot of this is really new to me, you know. I really just appreciate everybody and the support that I have right now, you know. But we still got a job to do. I feel like we still got 2 more games to win, and that's most important right now. I'll recover, and I'll be fine, but we still got to win the championship.
After Louisville dispatched Duke in the Elite Eight, the Cardinals enter the national semifinals as the favorite to cut down the nets. They are the lone number one seed remaining in the field.
The bench scores 57 points tonight as the Spurs win it over Orlando, the final from the AT&T Center. Spurs 98, Magic 84.
Danny Green scored 20 points and Gary Neal added another 16 to pace the depleted San Antonio Spurs past the Orlando Magic. Now, already sitting on the bench was Manu Ginobili. He was out with an injury. And the coach rested Tony Parker and Leonard and used Tim Duncan for only 14 minutes as Popovich prepares his team for tonight's game against Dallas. Tip-off for that one, 8 o'clock. In other NBA action, Chandler Parsons scored 29 points and James Harden added 21 to lead the Rockets past the Sacramento Kings, 112-102. In Major League Baseball, a day after Yu Darvish came within one out of a perfect game, Alexi Orgando and 4 Texas relievers shut out the Stros yet again.
Swinging a high fly ball down the left field line. Carter going into the corner. He's under it. He makes the catch and drops the ball as he goes to throw. It is a dropped ball. Everybody's safe. Beltre scores. Cruz goes to second, and on at first is Pierzynski. It's 4-0.
And that's how it would finish. Ranger pitching combined for a five-hitter in the Rangers' 4-0 win over Houston on Wednesday. Lance Berkman doubled in a run for the Rangers a day after they blanked Houston 7-0 behind Darvish's nearly historic perfect game. That being said, in the last two games, the Astros have struck out 30 times. Now on to the NHL. Captain Ryan Gutsfeld had a goal and two assists, and Teemu Selanne scored his 673rd career goal in the Anaheim Ducks 5-2 win over the Dallas Stars. 1 week before the Masters Tournament, the Texas Open begins today in San Antonio with a surprisingly strong field. Among those teeing it up today, Rory McIlroy, Matt Kuchar, Ian Poulter, and Ben Curtis. Lance Armstrong is looking to make a splash with a return to the competition. The disgraced cyclist is signed up to swim in three events this weekend at the Masters South Central Zone Swimming Championship at the University of Texas. Armstrong spokesman Mark Higgs says Armstrong will compete in the 40 to 44 age group in the 500, 1000, and 1650. The U.S. Masters swimming is not covered under the same drug testing rules as the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, which banned Armstrong for life from sanctioned events. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by me. Thank you so much for listening to us. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
At David Gardner's at 911 University Drive, they make jewelry. They manufacture it right there. They've been doing that for years. David's been designing since day one in this business and still enjoys coming up with a little something, being able to get a piece of paper and draw something up. And if you had a chance to look at their, kind of get the peek behind the curtain earlier last month, you got a chance to actually see part of the design portion of what David Gardner's is, because they do manufacture the jewelry there. They design it and they manufacture it there. And that's kind of neat. Now, it may well be that they already have something that's exactly what you're looking for. Have no qualms about walking in and saying, this is what it's for. This is what I think I would like, if you know what it is. And this is what I've got to spend. I mean, you want to make sure that you have a piece of jewelry that's memorable, that's within your budget, and that's one of the things that David Gardner's fully understands, that you want something that can be memorable, maybe worn every day or several times a week, or maybe just for special occasions. But no matter what the use of the jewelry, they'll design it for you if it's not already there, and they'll make sure that it's ready for you at that special time. By the way, remember that they have the VIP Club from David Yurman. Lots of places where you can buy David Yurman, but you acquire points as you purchase through the year, and then you can cash those points in at the end of the year so that you can buy something next year and carries over. It's kind of a neat deal. That's called the VIP Club, so ask them about that. David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet. And in this business, the work is never done. Chevrolet has challenged us to sell 150 new cars in April. 150? The only way we can meet that number is to start the month with prices no other dealers can touch.
You said it, Bubba. Hi, this is Tim Light, and we're offering hundreds in additional savings to get you into the car or truck you want today. It's our fast start sell-off this Friday and Saturday.
To reach our objective, we've priced 45 of our best-selling cars and trucks with the absolute best values of the year. Today through Saturday, nothing held back.
New Chevy Silverado, Malibu, Cruze, Equinox, our best-selling vehicles, now with easier financing terms so you can get approved today.
Anybody can say they sell for less. Only one dealer can back it up. Tom Light Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in the Brazos Valley. Number one for low prices every day.
Tom Light Chevrolet, your Texas best Chevy dealer. North Earl Rudder Freeway or find new roads at tomlight.com.
Woman in Birmingham, England, woke up after a two-year coma with some really bad news.
Wow.
During her illness, Yvonne Rogers evicted from her house, and all her belongings have been sold off.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
She's living in government-sponsored low-income housing, and while she was in the hospital, the city council there decided that she simply was going to be asleep and not be able to wake up. And so they got rid of her house and sold all her stuff.
Oops.
Whoops. Dang. Aside from that, everything's just fine.
Well, at least she's better.
Well, that's true. She is awake now. All right, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this